Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Christina Liu.
Hello, hello.
And we're back with Nancy Mesraki, who is, I said earlier, the Director of Senior Citizen Affairs for the Town of North Hempstead.
Hi.
And the key person in the circle of support, even though there's many people involved, Nancy is the ultimate go-to person for this absolute wonderful project or program or whatever it's going to be called.
And I have to tell you, it's my absolute pleasure to be representing Project Independence and the town in this initiative. We were just talking about visualizing the circle of support, where you are placed in the center of the circle. And we've been talking about the last piece of the pie, which is community. We discussed the religious and spiritual support that you can get. And now let's move on to leisure and recreational activities. If you're going to the pool and you're going to the adult education center and you are going to the gym and you're taking cycling classes or Zumba, you are putting yourself in it. You have an opportunity to meet new people and develop friendships. And for those of you who are shy, we ask you to step out of the box, because in order to live a life of quality, you need to be surrounded with people and social activities. It's very, very important. And you know, we always make the joke that usually women are better at the social, getting more people in their life. We know that that's an exception, because there are plenty of men that really know how to engage and develop social groups. But we ask you to take the opportunity to look at the people that you're meeting in this type of venue.
Right.
Put yourself out there and develop friendships. Ask somebody out for dinner. Ask somebody to your home and develop greater circles. It's very important, because just like you have needs, that person next to you has exactly the same need for love, attention, friendship, emotional intimacy. Put yourself out there and realize that people are wonderful, and all you have to do is ask.
Right.
If somebody doesn't want to do something, they won't.
Right.
All right. So again, it makes you, for some of us, you have to step out of your comfort zone, mm-hmm. and be willing to put yourself out there.
And I've come across that many times, of people, you say, go get involved. I'm embarrassed. I can't walk into a room by myself. But the Project Independence programs, you just get included so naturally. When you walk into a room, you want to sit there by yourself, you can, but somebody will walk over and say hello. You can turn around and say, leave me alone, or say, hi, my name is, and then they'll bring you over to a table. It's just so easy.
Yeah. And it's really, because since Project Independence has been around for, years now, there's really some core people who kind of serve as ambassadors of the program and have been there through a lot of these developments and know it, almost as well as staff members know things. And I think that's great, too, because even, the Romeos always say that, if you want to join, and I can't tell you how many times I get Mr. Smith wants to join, but he's a little hesitant, he doesn't know. Mm. And one of the Romeos will call him and say, listen, you can come on over, this is what the group's about. So it already gives you this welcoming kind of thing. And I think that's what's special about all of our programs in itself.
Yeah, I'm in total agreement. I've had some seniors who wanted to join some of our senior advisory committees, but felt fearful, again, about walking into a room and what do I have to do? And for all of our programs, all you would have to do is call 311 and say, I would like to go to the art appreciation class, but I'm a little hesitant. I've never done anything like this.
Right.
I promise you, we will have somebody take you under their wing so that you are comfortable and do some introductions.
Perfect. And I think that's definitely
nice. Right. It's the truth. That's
and
what
that's
you're saying.
How that's how we feel. And I have to tell you, and let me say, brothers and sisters, we all have to take care of each other with full intention. And for any of these programs to work, I think that's what's happened. Everybody has a feeling that we're all in this together, mm-hmm. and that we do take care of each other. Okay, moving on. It's the same thing with groups or clubs. We have there are so many senior groups that meet in the town of North Hempstead.
I know, you know, it's so funny. I was thinking that a lot when you were saying this, because, I mean, being at Clint G. Martin Park, we see these senior groups.
Yes.
And really how close they are and how much they know about, you know, what goes on, you know, so-and-so went to the hospital and this one, you know, checking up. So it creates this little network in itself, which I think is amazing.
I think it is amazing. And some of these groups, and, you know, I can't name them all. But if you have the Williston Park seniors or the New Hyde Park seniors, within their own groups, they take care of each other. Mm-hmm. And if somebody is missing, you get a phone call. Can I do anything for you?
Right.
Do you
they'll come in. They'll tell Project Independence, oh, you know, this is what happened. You know, so it's really
it's really amazing. And again, I say this, the first step is to get out of the house. That's the first step.
Mm-hmm.
And the second step is just showing up.
It's the truth.
It really
very,
is.
Very, very true.
It really is. And again, we're here. We're all here to help you achieve that goal.
Because the other thing, too, there are so many personalities at any one of these individual meetings. You'll find somebody.
That's
it's impossible.
Right.
It's really impossible not to. That's you won't get everybody as your friend. There's different personalities. Right. But you'll find somebody within the first meeting that you'll be having a cup of coffee with.
And that's what we talk about, you know, especially on this show, is that Project Independence does offer a lot of different venues, options, you know, whether it's exercise classes or social groups or support groups or advisory committees. I mean, it's so many different possibilities. And you just can go. You don't force to go to every single one.
Right, right.
You know, you see where, you know, where your correct fit is. And mm-hmm, I think that's mm-hmm. what makes the program really special is there is these options for you to kind of find your little niche. So.
And, you know, again, you know, we get most of our ideas from our senior advisory committee. So if anybody is interested, we encourage you to call 311 and we invite you to come to our advisory committees that help us with the development of our programs.
Right.
Okay, let's talk about another level of this. Now, God willing, you stay as good as you are mentally, and God willing, you know, you stay as well as you can. But if something should happen and you cannot self-advocate, then obviously you need a trusted person who knows what you want, how you want to live your life, and you can trust to follow through on your circle and your dreams, and you have to choose a trusted person who would be able to review your circle of support. And again, it doesn't have to be your children. You may not have children. It doesn't have to be your best friend. It would be somebody that you would trust with your life to know that they will follow through on everything that you have on your circle of support. So this brings us to another level that I just like to go into a little bit. In many of these circles or these friendship circles, the next level is actually where a group of people, whether it be your doctor, a nurse, your friend, your neighbor, whoever is in your circle, where everybody gets together to have a meeting to talk about what's the next step to help you and follow your directives. So, and again, you know, some people may be saying, wow, this sounds like what people would be doing for my will. No, you're alive. Everything is just changed a little bit, but you want to know that your needs are going to be met in the way you want them met. So, again, we would encourage you to have a dialogue with some key people in your circle of support so that as things change for you, the group will get together to say, okay, how are we going to help Esther realize her next goals? And who is going to supervise this? So basically, you need an orchestra leader.
Right.
You need somebody in that circle who will say, okay, we already know that you're doing this, you're doing this, you're doing this. Let's put the plan into action. And who will be your eyes and ears and supervise? So we are changing the level a bit, but I wanted to put it out there so people can begin to think about this. And let me share another thing. Okay. Your daughter, let's say it's your daughter who is the orchestra leader.
Okay.
Right? And let's say she breaks a leg. All right, poo-poo, we don't want that to happen. But let's say she breaks a leg and cannot do what she had been doing for you before. So let's say she was coming over twice a week and she was doing your laundry and she was doing your cooking and she was being there for you. Now she can't because wow. She just broke her leg. So who is going to take her place? So it's not just that your needs may change, but the needs of your major number one support system in your circle of support, their needs have changed. So again, we're talking about backing up somebody in your circle of support.
Actually, the second or your lead person in the circle of support has to have their own circle of support.
Exactly.
Right.
And
exactly.
Then you would just, that
right,
would kick
absolutely.
In. That's amazing.
Yeah. And, it goes on and on. But you see, the whole idea of having this dialogue is we want everybody to stay very focused and do focused thinking and problem solving
right.
before the problem right. ever happens.
That's amazing. Another, I like to use little phrases and mm-hmm. stuff. And in programs I do, another thing I do is transactional is transformational.
Yes.
Because this is a transaction, writing all
yes.
this down. But when
yes.
you're doing it and you're talking to your children, just what you're telling me, it transforms it into something so much greater than this piece of paper.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's amazing. That's all yes. I can say. It's absolutely amazing.
And that's why when we talk about the circle of support, there are so many layers that we haven't gotten to now. But the whole idea is to start that communication.
Just getting it started. You know, and that's what we always, I know, stress is that this is always changing. And it is ongoing. And you're
yes.
not going to have all the answers immediately, so don't get overwhelmed. Oh my god,
right,
I got to do
right.
like this is like it's like just getting it started is better than not having anything at all.
To have nothing at all
and
serves
I think,
no
you know,
purpose.
What right. Nancy was saying too, and John, what you touched upon is that getting people on the same page is huge because there's nothing worse than when the emergency happens. You're thinking, I'm calling, Susie, my daughter, and she's like, what? Like, how? I can't do that, So it's
right.
it's really getting everyone all on the same page and having that conversation, which I think is just in itself changes, your life.
I think that what this ultimately will do will give you a sense of peace. Because you have already put down all your aspirations for your life on paper and other people can follow this.
Right. And you're not going to be a burden at the last minute
right.
because
that's right.
I know my role.
Yes.
And I've accepted my role.
Yes.
And that's very important. As everybody starts scrambling, I was like, no, if something happens to you, I know I'm going to be second maybe. Because if the first person can't do it, I'm back up.
That's
or,
right.
It's tremendous. Nancy, this is absolutely a tremendous, tremendous initiative. I give you a lot of credit for having been so involved in it. And I look forward to everybody calling 311 to find out where in the town these presentations are going to be taking place. And they're going to be taking place for months and months to come. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.